Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. We're going to have one of those lovely days again. It is a beautiful day. I should just give in and just say it every time. It's a beautiful day. What's wrong with that, right? It just seems so tediously boring all the time to say that every time I start this show. But we're going to have a partly sunny day here on Oahu and Kauai and Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and partly sunny on the Big Island as well. So basically, it's the same forecast for all the islands. Isn't that nice? Showers, numerous, scattered, which means we'll have a lot of sun on the leeward side of the island and less sun on the windward side and lots of rain over the mountains, which is kind of nice because that's where the aquifer is and they collect all the water. And after all, that's what we drink, the stuff that rains out of the sky. We wouldn't get fresh water if we didn't have rain. Thank you, rain. The winds are out of the northeast, about 15 miles per hour. That's why it was so lovely last night, sleeping. But the high today is going to be about 85 degrees, and unless those winds pick up a little bit, it's going to feel a little bit warmer. It's been humidity, not a bad thing at all. We have some of the great junior golfers on today because the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup is happening in 2 weeks on the Big Island at Waikoloa King's Course. Yeah, the top Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, that is H. Mary B., are you listening? The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association players are taking on the top players from Japan, the entire country. So our little islands, we have the best players. They take on Japan. It's expanding, which is why they changed the name. And China will be involved next year. So Sid Okino, Alina Ching, and Ryan Kuroiwa all joining us this morning. Danny Orr, the founder of See It Golf, joining us this morning. Great new app for your iPad or your iPhone. And I'm going to make him see it so we can see it on the Internet. Not everybody's got an iPhone. Well, I guess it can be for the smartphone, too. I hope we'll find out with Danny Orr. BJ Malloy, he's the president and founder of Evolve Golf. And how much stock do you put in what's important in your tea? You know, not the tea you drink. The tea you stick in the ground. You know, the one that you use at the beginning to make that beautiful drive. You know, Evolve Golf, it's all about teas, biodegradable teas. I always thought they were all biodegradable if they were made out of wood. You would think they would be, but with the plastic industry booming, yeah, but how do you break a plastic tea? It doesn't have the same feeling to it, does it? No. So we'll have all of these guests, but the reason we're on the air and having such a great time every Saturday morning from 7 until 8:30 with fabulous guests from around the world. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. She rocks, okay? Doctor recommended, insurance approved, whether you've been hurt in workman's comp or it's a motor vehicle accident or you just got your hip replaced, your knee fixed, whatever you're rehabbing, and you need Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, excellent service, expert knowledge, and work and product that you can depend on. That's Alakai Mechanical. They are statewide. The Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, a desktop, a laptop, a network, whatever your problem is, everything's crashing around you. The doctor's on call. That's right, it's the Computer Doctor, right off Nimitz and right next to... Okay, so you want me to say Eagle Cafe and not the name of that other place? Yes. Well, the other place is more well-known. All right, as we're waiting for our first guest, BJ Malloy. BJ, where are you, BJ? Did we try him? Okay. We're gonna see if we can't find BJ. Kauai's not with us yet, but I'm sure they will be soon. So let's take a look at something that happened that was really very cool here in Hawaii for the first time ever. Q School. Now, you know what Q School is? This is a grueling, well, actually, it's the 7 days of Q School. It's grueling. The first part, stage one, is just four rounds back-to-back, just a regular PGA Tour schedule. You know, just four rounds. Under whatever conditions is thrown at you. They don't stop. And continue the next day. Well, I suppose unless there's thunder and lightning, then they'd stop. They're not going to fry you out there. But for the first time ever, we had a Q school, qualifying school, right here in Hawaii. It was at Turtle Bay. 11 players advanced, and they came from around the world. And this is part of the PGA Tour's effort to globalize the game. Like, they need to work on that much, because right now some of the top players in the world and on the PGA Tour are not from the United States. One guy from the U.S., though, who is at the top of the leaderboard at one of the featured events. This isn't a race for the card. We've taken a break, given those guys some time off. They're in Las Vegas, you know, the Shriners had a great time there. Now they're going to the Children's Miracle Network, Dean Wilson, Parker McLaughlin, the race for the card. In the meantime, they're having this Simba Asia Pacific Classic in Malaysia. All right? Ben Crane. Does the name Ben Crane instill any sense of humor? I mean, do you think of Ben Crane when you're watching Ben Crane play golf? Do you think of this guy as having a really full sense of humor and able to kind of poke fun at himself? I certainly didn't. No, Ben Crane, the name, the person standing, never made me giggle, laugh. I really never had a sense of who Ben Crane was. And until I saw something on, he made a YouTube. I've posted it on my Facebook page. If you don't have a computer, I am so sorry I can't show this with you. It is so funny. He starts off this YouTube by saying, you know, people always ask me, how do I maintain this fantastic physique? What is it about, you know, what do I do? And he proceeds to take you through this comic routine, which is actually very vigorous, because what he's doing isn't easy to do. But he makes it look so funny that you just realize, that's Ben Crane? My God, I've just become a fan. I think more people should show us that side. You know, I don't think Ricky Barnes can yet. Now, Ricky Barnes is, Ricky Barnes is almost like he's a caricature. Ricky Barnes, great guy, don't get me wrong. But he always has the same, you know, the same smile. It's Ricky. Yeah, so Ben Crane, Carl Peterson, they're neck and neck, one and two. Then we've got this big group tied for three. Martin Mamont, Brian Davis, Luke Donald, Ricky Barnes, Ryan Moore, Sidkur Rahman, Martin Laird. He was in that, wow, did you see that hole-in-one last week? My goodness, I almost fell off my chair. I forgot to tweet. I went, did he really do that in the middle of the dark? Wow, he just won a three-way playoff in the fourth sudden death hole. My God. Well, it wasn't Martin Laird, but Martin Laird's back in there today. Ernie Els is playing too. KJ Choi. So there's a great field. Ryan Palmer. Ryan Palmer's going to be on the show. He's the Sony Open and Hawaii defending champ. He's going to be at the SBS Championship, and he's going to be on the show coming up next month. So we're looking forward to talking to him. So let's get back to Q School, Danielle. All right, at Q School, the advancing players are Mike Hendry from New Zealand, Luke Hikmat from Australia, Alan Wagner from Argentina, Keith Huber from Fresno, California, Ryan Posey, Dallas, Texas, Nate Lashley, Scottsdale, Darren Angel, Northridge, California, Tony Finau, left to Utah, of course he plays for Turtle Bay, Michael Feuerstein, La Jolla, and Sebastian Savardra, Lazzari from Argentina. Did they do what they were supposed to do? I think they did. I think the PGA Tour has accomplished bringing international players here to Hawaii. And 31-year-old Mike Hendry has come a long way since taking professional golf seriously 9 years ago. You know, he's a late bloomer since the people we've got on the show this week, that are Alina Ching, Cassie Isagawa next week, Sid Okino, she just played against the men in the Turtle Bay Amateur and did very well, thank you very much. So we've got some hot players coming up, and BJ Malloy is going to join us right after this. Let's take our first break. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Looking forward to giving away two sleeves of the TaylorMade Penta golf balls. Beautiful golf balls. How can golf balls be beautiful? Well, kind of the same way that tea can be beautiful. I mean, I was looking at Evolve Golf's website, and these tees are beautiful. They look like little spikes at the bottom of your shoe, only reversed. So the spike that would go in the ground is actually what you're putting your ball on. Hi, BJ Malloy. Good morning.
Danielle, good morning. Hello.
Hi. It's quite a picture. I mean, do you see what I'm saying about your tees and what they look like?
I do indeed. I do indeed. It's a funny analogy because when we came up with it, you know, we were thinking about soft spikes and, you know, how do we replace wood tees, but you know, we've had a lot of people tell us it's a handsome tee. It's kind of the opposite of a spike, though, in the way that a spike's supposed to grip the grass. Our tee has posts that span the width of a dimple, and they have radius. So it's more like four ball bearings holding the ball up. So there's very little friction, little deflection at impact, little interference from the tee versus a wooden tee or a three-prong tee, which does indeed grip a ball and cause some interesting issues.
Yeah, no, I wasn't really talking about the performance. I was just looking at the way it looked. It looked so golf. It looked very golf friendly, if you know what I mean. So,
well, you know what? We'll take that. We'll take pretty tea all day long.
Yeah, and you have something that's really unique. And I thought to myself, okay, first of all, you say you're biodegradable, and we used to only use wooden tees and never had to worry about anything being biodegradable. It was going to degrade some point if you didn't get every piece of it, right? So what is
sure.
What is your tee made out of?
Well, initially, we were made out of a 100% compostable material, a plant starch, but they weren't all that durable. You'd use four or five of them in a round. And a lot of golfers came back to us and said, you know, we really want a durable tee. Your tees are expensive, you know, when they break.
That makes sense, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. So what we ended up doing is doing a lot of research on what we could do to keep a green product. I mean, when I started the company, the goal was I wanted a green company. That's in our packaging. That's in what we do in our marketing. Everything we try to do has a green element. So we ended up going to post-industrial and post-consumer recycled plastics. But that was an interesting road to go down because we had to do some work on formulations to make sure that, yes, the tee is durable, but also that it would be easier on a mower than a wooden tee. Because people don't always pick up their tees. Or a tee, you know, does get broken. And, you know, at times they're going to get hit by a greens mower, a tee box mower. And when it does, you got to make sure that it's easy on the reel and the bed knife of the mower. So we've done that. We've accomplished that. Today we're using recycled plastics in the manufacture of our tees. So they're very green. We're using plastics that would have gone to a dump.
Yeah.
Mash them all up and put them back and repurpose them. We do a couple things to the material to make it, you know, more shear-worthy, if you will, when it gets hit.
Okay. You have something called the sweet spot system.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this. This is, you've got the high launch, sweet spot, and low launch. So in other words, if you hit, let's say you put the tee down in the ground, you set your ball up on it, and, you know, most of us are just kind of like figuring out, because most of us don't play really, really good golf. That's the bottom line, right? Most of us?
Sure.
Okay.
Myself included.
Okay. We all play really. So we're like freaking guesstimating where we think we're going to hit that ball off that tee. You've got it so that you can actually put the tee in the ground and figure out, explain that.
Okay. Simply put, most people with today's large drivers say, okay, I should tee the ball, you know, so half the ball is above the top of my driver, right?
You've
heard that a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing that's been going on with the golf manufacturers over the last 3 or 4 years is, you know, we can't go beyond 460cc, but what we're doing is we're moving things around, playing around with moment of inertia and things like that.
Yeah, square heads.
Square heads, all sorts of things, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can make a club face more forgiving, but really the sweet spot is about the size of your thumbnail, you know, vertically. There's not a lot of margin of error vertically.
No wonder.
So what a lot of the manufacturers have been doing is they've also been changing the bulge, the roll radius of the club face, of the driver itself. So simply put, what we did is we went out and measured all the popular drivers. We determined where the absolute sweet spot position was and developed a system that's calibrated to 4 rings that we print on the tees. So the rings are the same, whether you buy a 3 1/4 inch tee of ours or a 2 3/4 inch tee. If you flip them upside down and put them on a table, you're going to see the lines are exactly in the same spot. Some people like the 3 1/4 inch tee. They put the tee in the ground a little bit further. But what this does simply is you put in your driver online at our website, and it'll come back and tell you which mark to use for your specific driver to get yourself in position for the sweet spot. We still have to deliver the club. And that's my biggest challenge. You know, you got to get it there consistently. But if you deliver the club consistently to the ball, we're going to get it right on the sweet spot. We're going to show you where it is. Another thing we did is we allowed you to play around with that a little bit, you know, plus or minus a half a degree of launch angle and still keep you on that sweet spot. So it's a neat little toy. It's a tool. It's something fun to use. It's very technical, you know, if you want to get into it. But it's a way for golfers to add one big piece to our game, and that's consistency. Where do I tee it up? And then I forget about it.
Yes. Well, I like that because a lot of the golfers listening right now like to, you know, mess around with the numbers and work all the different angles and figure out the best thing for their game. They know their game so well that they'll want to know, okay, wait a minute, does this work with this loft? Well, you know, I've got a special lofted driver or wood, and, you know, this, I want to know exactly, so your cookie cutter system's not going to work for my specifications. So what you're telling me is that you have built into the program online the loft, et cetera, so you can input all that information and still figure out where the perfect place is to put the tee into the ground.
Well, we keep it pretty simple. You can go ahead and say, all right, I want to raise my launch angle a half a degree because I'm hitting into one of the trade winds, right? So you want a higher ball flight, get it up there and let it carry. Or maybe you're playing into one of the trade winds.
Right.
So you know you want to keep it down so we can,
right,
you know, we'll tell you which mark to make that adjustment to. We keep it really simple. That said, and I'll keep this simple, we are, the next step of our sweet spot system is going to be a tool where you can put in your custom fitting numbers, you know, your ball spin, your launch angle, your ball speed, and a couple other metrics. And based on a lot of robotic testing that we've done, that we can translate also into what's your ideal tee height for your specific swing, kind of your tendency to where you deliver the club.
So you've got a place for the average golfer and not so good golfer, and you've got a place for the very committed golfer to go to on your site to figure out the best. That's excellent. And how long have you been doing this?
We started the company in 2004. In fact, we didn't go commercial then. We brought the tee to the PGA Tour players. We wanted to make sure that, you know, all the robotic testing that we had done that shows, you know what, hey, the Epoch, it's a couple yards longer, it's a couple yards straighter. you know, but that translated to the PGA Tour player saying, you know what, yeah, I want to play this. And we did. I mean, we ended up growing from having zero players to start the season in 2004 to finishing up with just over 15. Come full circle to today, we've got over 30 players that tee up the Epoch on a weekly basis. And we've had 48 PGA Tour wins. All of our independent testing and player testing and all of those things tell us one certain thing, that, you know, the Epoch is 3 to 12 yards longer and 4 to 9 yards straighter than a wooden tee in a swing speed range of 80 to 120 miles an hour. So it's something that, you know, after you're hitting the ball straight or you're looking to add a piece of equipment, looking to change your wood tee can make a difference. And that's kind of how we've grown it, left foot, right foot. It's been a slower approach. We haven't been able to endorse players. We're a small company. But we've grown, you know, each year, and the growth is getting faster each year now, so it's been fun.
Yeah, PGA Tour, 48 wins, LPGA, 33 wins, Nationwide, 26, Champions Tour, 18. And they buy their tees, or are you providing those?
No, we provide them to the players, for certain. Mm-hmm. They get everything, as you know.
Yes, they do.
It's well catered on tour.
Yes, at the highest level. I was talking last weekend about how, you know, some of our players, they're stage two players. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, I think on the LPGA, if you're in the top 60, you're able to actually make a living and cover your travel costs. Mm-hmm. And that may be stretching it, 60, you know, the top 60. Maybe the top 30 can actually earn a very comfortable living. The top
right.
60 can do it. Below that, it's a real tough life to live. And
it's
we've
real
got
tough.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of players, Ciro Suigo and Kimberly Kim. Both are playing. They played at the 2010 Arizona Women's Open, while, you know, the top players on the LPGA Tour are in Malaysia or, you know, in the Asian countries. I think I made the mistake of saying Malaysia when the guys are in Malaysia, and the gals are at the Hana Bank Championship presented by SK Telecom. So, you know, they're in South Korea, but nevertheless, they're away, you know, so, and they're playing for big bucks. And Kimberly Kim took home $450, and she was eighth or tenth. You know, it's really tough. So I want to impart that on people, that even though we talk about the PGA Tour and all the money they make and all the stuff they get, and, you know, they have equipment flown to them, FedEx two-day air, excuse me, FedEx two-hour air.
Right.
So, you know, there's an extra everything for them available for them.
Custom embroidered.
Exactly. Now, speaking of custom embroidered, if somebody wants to do Christmas for a corporation, let's say Star Protection wants to give away some of your tees, you've got logos that people can do that with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just go to our website, they'll find our phone number, give us a call, we'll take care of them.
Yeah, it's a good idea. You know, you're doing an event and you want to make a swag bag. You've got golf balls, and here's tees. You can put your logo on these fabulous tees. You said they were made with reused, recycled plastic, but they're
mm-hmm.
still biodegradable.
No. That's what I'm saying. We stepped away from the compostable, biodegradable materials because they just weren't durable enough.
I gotcha. Okay.
We're still testing the resins, but it's one of those things where if you go ahead and you use something that's all natural and biodegradable, but you use twice as much as the existing resource and it costs you, you know, 50% more, you haven't really done anything.
No.
You know, what we're trying to do is, and the biggest piece of our growth is getting golf courses to replace wood tees. So we can cut their usage by more than half, and we can cut their costs by as much as half. So, you know, for a golf facility, a resort where, you know, golfers are accustomed to getting their tees at no charge, complimentary, we cut down on the number of tees that facility is giving out. But the result is almost eliminating tee litter. And we've now replaced wood at over 300 of the top golf facilities in the U.S. 30 of them are on the top 100 classic list in private clubs. So it's a pretty big trend that's going on right now.
Excellent. And what happens here is if people say, well, it's not biodegradable, still, the if you have a tee that you like, you're going to pick it up and take it with you. You're not going to just leave it. So
that's right.
And if it doesn't break, then there's more chance of you taking it with you.
And oh, by the way, it's better performing. So there's a lot to like.
Yes, that's why Steve Flesh, Garth Mulroy, their top finishers, have used this and like it a lot. Anybody say something specifically to you that really caught your mind about what they liked about it?
Yeah, I remember one of the first bigger players that we had, Vijay Singh, made a comment to us that he really liked the way that the ball, came off the tee, that he could hear a difference. And this is somebody who hits an awful lot of golf balls, and his caddy commented that they could see a better ball flight, that it was obviously, something that they liked a lot. We've had also, situations where a player has said, no, I can't make a difference, not a chance. And we get them up on a TrackMan, and there it is. There's that full ball, mile-per-hour ball launch speed improvement over what they're doing with the wood, and the player just turns around to the caddy and just puts them in the bag.
Wow, that's so nice. That's the best feeling in the world, I bet. Now, explain one more time for folks just joining us, what's different about the tee head that makes it so nice for the sweet spot of the golf ball and the club to come in contact?
We like to say around here, don't mess with the dimple. Okay. So what our post does is it spans the width of the dimple. All right. And if you look closely and you take one of our tees, put it on a golf ball, right, and you kind of rotate the ball on the head of the tee, spin it around, you'll feel that there's almost no friction. It feels like ball bearings. And that's the simple concept, is that we've got a very low coefficient of friction at impact. But also, because of the depth of the cup of the epoch, the ball, when it deflects, it doesn't get trapped in the cup like it does in a wooden tee, or some of the three-post tees that interfere with the dimple actually add spin, side spin and back spin.
Can feel it, yes.
So there you go.
Absolutely, great.
But, for a golfer, what you need to know is it's longer and straighter than a wooden tee, it lasts longer than a wooden tee, and it's eco-friendly. so there's a lot to like about it.
There's a lot to like. You're evolvegolf.com. That's the best way to find you. Do you know of any courses in Hawaii that are already using them, selling them?
Yeah, I do. I know you can get them at all the Roger Dunn golf shop locations. I'll probably murder this. Is it Waikalei Resort?
Oh, boy. Waikalei. How can you spell that for me?
Waikele.
Waikalei.
Waikalei. See, I went and pronounced too many of the letters. They always tell me, pronounce everything.
Okay, all the vowels.
Okay, and then I believe it's Waialua, Wailua Golf Shop also has them.
Waialua, yes, Waialua has them, and Waikele has them. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get out there. Thank you so much, BJ, for being on the show with us.
Danielle, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun talking with you, and I learned a lot. And that's what I try to do, to learn a lot, and hopefully everybody else learns a lot. We've got Danny Orr from See It Golf coming up after this break. Thank you. We'll talk again, BJ.
Be well. Hey, Danielle, if you want some tees for giveaways, just let us know. We'll send them out to you.
Love to. Send them over.
All right. Be good.
You too. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. We've got some tee times for you. Kiahuna has a 916 and a 956. At Coral Creek, you could play at 11 o'clock or 11:52 or 12 o'clock. Ko'olina has, 1 o'clock, it looks like. Luana Hills has a 10 o'clock. McKenna, the Boys and Girls Club Maui Shotgun is getting underway. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Did you do that sound effect for me, Danny? That was very good. Kiahuna has a 956. We've got at Makalei on the Big Island a 10 or 11:24 rather. Excuse me, Volcano 10:52. Now, Danny Orr, See It Golf. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I have to ask you, before we even start talking about this fabulous new app you have and what it's based on, the last time I heard something from you, I was going through my list. My list. You were going to go talk to an astronaut about, and did you ever have a conversation with the astronaut who was actually in space?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now I want to know. I've always wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was 10, but I didn't get there. No, my eyes didn't hold up to the test. You know, had to wear glasses. I found out that you can't wear glasses if you're a fighter pilot. That's what they told
right.
me when I was 10. So that didn't work. But I wanted to be an astronaut. You know, I wanted to go into outer space. So you were telling me you were going to talk to an astronaut, and I. He's going to talk to an astronaut. What are you going to talk? We've got to talk about that. And then something came up and we never got a chance to. What were you going to talk to the astronaut about?
Well, his name is Charlie Duke. And he was involved in the first Apollo mission that actually landed on the moon. He was ground control. He was the only voice allowed to speak to the astronauts as they landed on the moon. With Buzz Aldrin and those guys. And what I wanted to talk to him about was performing under pressure. Because on a world stage, and you think about, you know, the size of the gallery at Augusta during the Masters tournament, or the TV crowd watching that tournament, there are a lot of people watching people perform under pressure. But this guy had the entire world stage watching or listening to him land this craft on the moon. And I thought it would be fascinating to talk to someone, you know, who arguably had the most pressure-filled job for a single moment, you know, in the history of the world with the world watching. You know, a lot of things qualify, but you think about the amount of people that were paying attention to that. It was substantial, and it had never been done before. So, yeah, I had a couple of conversations with Charlie about it, what it was like and what was going through his mind and how he was able to focus and execute the task at hand, and it was absolutely fascinating.
Let me ask you this. Was he ever actually thinking about that worldwide audience, or was he just thinking about the communication that he was having between astronaut in the orbiter and himself?
He said he felt the pressure. An entire room full of busy people suddenly got quiet. And the quiet was tangible. And he had to make a decision to remain external. In other words, not thinking about himself or what he was doing, but the task. And it was fascinating. But when he made that decision that he was going to do his job, he didn't worry about those things anymore. He was completely in the moment. And that's what we've learned in sports and sports psychology is when we perform at our best, you know, we're activated, we're excited to perform the task, and we're no longer thinking about ourselves or the score or the crowd, but completely in the moment, and that's when we perform at our best.
That's the zone. When
that's the zone.
That's the zone, and, you know, I go in and out of the zone during the show.
It's easy to do.
It is, and you can't think about going into it. You can't think about, oh, now I have to become totally immersed in this. Because as soon as you start thinking, as we've been talking to various people who write about this, you know, as soon as you get the CEO of the brain, that prefrontal cortex, thinking too much, you're not gonna get anything accomplished. It's going
That's
to...
That's when we choke.
Yeah, it's when we choke. Don't think. Just let the subconscious work with you and the muscles that you've trained. This, of course, making the huge assumption that you've trained and that your muscles know what they're supposed to do automatically.
Yeah, we can't get around the work.
Don't you have a quote about that? I read a quote somewhere that, you know, I think it was from Gary Player, that it may be 90%. You make your own luck by working hard, or it's something like, sometimes I've come up with too many things in my brain. But it's true, you know, you work hard, and the results will follow, and people say, well, he was really lucky. No, you create your luck by putting in the time, and then out of that becomes opportunities come through that.
Yeah, preparation makes us lucky.
Yeah, truly, truly. Okay, so I went to your website, See It Golf, and for all the people who go to your website, what they're going to find at See It Golf is, all they're going to find is your application for the iPad, iPhone.
Yes.
So you're complete. Now, does this mean that if I have some other smartphone, an Android, something like that, can I use it too?
Well, you can, in the form of a DVD. We still have the film available, where you can watch it on your computer or television.
Okay.
But we've made the transition to an application for the iPad and iPhone and iPod Touch that's available on iTunes. It's a major transition from our area of focus in our business.
Well, it's beautiful. Okay. First of all, it's absolutely beautiful. I'd like to talk
Thank
about...
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. Where you come from is baseball and scouting.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit how you made the transition from the world of baseball to the world of golf.
Well, I started playing baseball right about the same time I started playing golf. And I was a pitcher. And so the similarity between the two would be we have an eternity. Everybody is waiting for us to act and to move. You know, it's not a reactionary sport. Like, the luxury of being a hitter is we simply react to a ball that's being pitched. And there's really no time to think. There's no time to overthink or choke. We either hit or we don't. And as a football player who, you know, a linebacker who's attempting to make a tackle, it's a reactionary sport. We react to where the ball's going. When you're playing golf and when you're pitching, everyone's waiting and there's a ton of time for us to think and choke. And so the similarities I found mentally were there. And so, like most pitchers, when I wasn't playing baseball, I was out on the golf course. And because pitchers have a lot of time, you do your work and you pitch your game and then you have some time. And so I really got fascinated with the mental game of golf because it was so similar to the mental game of baseball.
Yeah, and the reason I bring up the baseball, of course, is we're in the middle of the World Series.
Yeah.
And talk about choking. I mean, the Texas Rangers are having a terrible time on the mat.
They are, and it's interesting to watch their president, Nolan Ryan, sitting there, who pretty much had a choke-proof career. I mean, you didn't get a tougher mental athlete than Nolan Ryan. And for him to have to watch his team go through that has to be painful. My mentor, actually, was Nolan Ryan's pitching coach, Dr. Tom House.
What would he say to his pitchers? What do you say?
You know, well, what I would say is it's imperative as an athlete to be athletic and to try to make a sport like putting or like you know, an element in sport like putting even driving or just the whole golf game or pitching, where we try to make it a reactionary sport as much as we can. In other words, we don't try to focus 100% all the time because it's impossible. We don't have the mental stamina to do that. And I think what a pitcher has to do when they find themselves, you know, deeper in the hole is to stop digging, you know, to step off the mound, to think about something else, you know, to even, you know, count the amount of people they see in the stands, anything to get the mind from being internal,
yeah,
thinking, man, I'm terrible today, but external. And once we make that transition from going internal to external, we've learned that the brain actually changes how it works, how it operates, and it becomes more balanced as a result. It's really getting our head out of ourselves.
Getting our head out of ourselves. That's something Graham McDowell's going to have to do. He's over on the European tour playing, right, where Martin Keimer could have become the number one player in the world had he won the end losing, right? So here, and Graham McDowell is like in the league. He hits a really poor bunker shot, and it will. And he, as the announcer said, he doesn't have another hole to go to now to get out of that mode, to get out to forget that shot, and to create a great one to end on a high. So maybe he'll go to the driving range. Maybe he'll, you know, go have a brewski. Maybe he'll do just about anything to not think about what it was that he just did. So when he goes back to play the final round, he's ready. Now, you talked just a minute for a second about balancing the brain. This is what your video purports to do. The video, you can see this on your iPhone, iPad, the iTouch, that you can download from iTunes. You can't go straight to your phone. You've got to go to your computer. Okay.
Right.
And because I tried. I'm sorry, this is too big for you to do that. But what is even better is you talk about the favorite song that you have in your life, music. Music is something that is indefinable. You can't define, or it just has an impact on our psyche that can't really be described. I'm sure lots of people have done it and written it down and hasn't been read much because it takes something, it's a magical thing. It's a magical thing. It's a kind of magic by Queen comes to my mind, you know, it's a song and then, and you said that favorite song that's in your mind, you can equate that to success.
Right.
You know, so let's take a look at how you have incorporated this music and this beautiful RED camera work into this video and what it does to balance the brain and make you a better performer. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Out at Ko'olina this morning, well, it's actually 12:30, but I guess they're getting ready. I hope they're starting to think about it. Well, maybe they shouldn't be thinking about it. Oh, goodness, I'm so confused. Do I think? Do I not think? Help me. The RSM shotgun tournament is getting underway. There are 100 players teeing off. Shotgun tournament, 12:30. That means that they'll all stagger. Some will be on the first, some will be on the second, some will be on third, et cetera, et cetera, all 18 holes. And then they shoot a shotgun. No, they don't really. They say, okay, everybody start. When I first heard that when I was, a kid, shotgun tournament, what do they do? Sounds dangerous. Okay, let's get to the actual work that you do to balance the brain and create what some people say that after they've viewed your video, that the brain is then in balance. Our desire was to simply provide the golfer with an opportunity to experience 100% success. And we're talking putting here. 100% success in putting. That's a tremendous goal to put out there.
Right. Well, it is, and it's something none of us have done, or probably none of us will do. It's and that's why it's different. You know, you talked about golfers who step away from a bad tournament and have these images of a poorly placed chip or a bad putt, and what to do to reset and to start over, and that's one of the reasons why we did what we did. We wanted golfers to experience what it's like to make every putt. And since our brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined, we have 15 minutes of seeing different putts, left to right, right to left, or straight, uphill, downhill, going in the center of the cup every time. And the more we fill our mind with those putts, shot from Aaron Bradley's point of view and three other camera angles, we're able to experience that for the first time, what it's like to make every putt.
Okay. Every putt that you watch on this video goes in. Aaron Baddeley uses this technique. And the cameras, the three other cameras, the RED cameras, are that's even better than high definition, right?
Yeah, three times. RED cameras permits images three times the quality of HD.
Okay, so what were you saying about AC/DC? They thought they made the first RED camera video, but you guys did it first?
Well, a lot of movies use RED cameras, and it's a hot piece of technology right now. But right after we did the filming of our app with Aaron Baddeley, I happened to see this interview with AC/DC and their director on a new video they made, and the director said, I believe we're the first people in the world to use four RED cameras. And we had just used four RED cameras. So there's something about Australia, right? You have Aaron Baddeley and AC/DC, something hot in Australia.
Yes, 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 it's true. Well, they're far away. They got a lot not a lot of distractions. They can work in their own little world and create magnificent things. So you've got, I watched this video. And what I took away from it initially, in addition to the music, of course, it was great music, but what I took away is the striking of the putter against the ball, the sound, and the sound of the ball going into the cup. That is the best feeling in the world. It's a feeling that the sound translates into the bodies, and it can even give you, goosebumps, chicken skin, as we call it in Hawaii. It's like, your whole body just goes, ooh, that sounded feels so good. Sounded feels. And you know when you've struck the putter right that it's going to go in. Because there's something all about that. And so are you saying that when I watch this, you say that my brain's going to get balanced? I don't understand.
Well, I didn't either. And when I put this project together initially, I was really dialed in on the idea of visualization. Jack Nicklaus said every shot he took, practice or in tournament, he would see in his mind's eye before he did it. And what the mind sees, the body tends to follow. It's something that, there's a mountain of research behind the power of visualization. And not in a weird way. It's seeing, okay, I want to hit the ball over there. This is what it looks like, and step up and do. It's that simple.
Let me just stop you. If I want to throw the ball from here to there, I don't think about it. I just do it. Right? I
take
my hand, I grab the ball, and I throw it over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nine times out of ten, the person I'm throwing it to will catch it, hopefully.
Yes. And now I have 50,000 people and a tournament on the line and a trophy, and it gets a little more dicey.
Uh-huh. You say. Okay.
Yep.
So you've got this, you're the balance of the brain. How does that, we haven't gotten there yet.
Right. Well, I wanted to do visualization. What I learned is that there's a bigger concept called imagery, and that's using all of your senses. So you talked about the chicken skin, is that right, what you call it
chicken skin, yeah.
In hearing the impact of the ball on the powder and then going in the cup and what that produces, well, that's part of imagery. It's a sense of hearing. And when we use imagery in a pre-shot routine to see where we want the ball to go, the more senses we can include in that process, the more realistic it is and the more our brain is convinced it's happening. So when we added the other elements of sound, and we did a whole section with Stan Utley in the app where you can actually hear over and over again, and depriving the sense of vision, you can hear what it's like to make every putt, and that makes a difference. But that's how we went from visualization to imagery. Well, when we got the app tested, and I knew the idea would be beneficial, but I didn't really understand what was going on neurologically. So I went to Arizona State University and found Dr. Debbie Cruz. And Dr. Cruz was awarded as Golf Magazine's Researcher of the Year. And she's a Golf Digest Top 10 instructor. She's at number 8. I call her Dr. Ojo. But she's a well-respected woman who spent an entire career studying the golfer and the brain and how they work together. And, you know, her opions aren't her opinions. They're based on research. You know, she points to research and brain maps. And I couldn't find anyone with that resume other than Dr. Cruz. So I gave her a copy of my film, and I said, would you mind taking a look at it? And so she did, and then she said she would agree to do a study. Well, she studied golfers from novice to tour pro and monitored their brain activity while they were putting prior to watching the video, had them sit down, watched it, 15 minutes, got back up, and started putting again and monitored their brain activity after. So we compared what their brain was doing prior to watching the film and then after. And what she found out is that it balanced both hemispheres of the brain.
Wow.
Now, she did a study on choking that was featured on NBC's Dateline. And the study won the Research of the Year Award for Golf Magazine. But what she found is the left side of the brain, which, as you know, is our mechanical side, our logical side, our verbal side, works with or against what's going on the right side of the brain, which is your visual creative side. And when athletes choke, that left side of the brain, that analytical side that can fight us, is overactive.
Yeah.
It's activating more than the right side. But when athletes perform under pressure, that left side and right side are working in concert. In the study at NBC's Dateline, they had all these golfers hooked up with electrodes monitoring brain activity, just putting. And then suddenly, out of the woodwork came cameras and lights and the host saying, now you're on live television on Dateline, and I want you to do those 10 putts again. And the athletes who choked under a lot of pressure, a surprise to NBC's Dateline, had left brain activity that was firing more than right side. And the athletes who performed under pressure had balance. So that was her study. And what she found out is the same results happened when golfers experienced what it was like to make every putt using our film. It took the left side and it quieted it enough to work in concert with the right, which is the zone.
Yes, and I can understand that because the analytical side of the brain wants to see success. It just wants to see success. So if you show it for 15 minutes success, it becomes confident that success will happen. I will put this ball, see, it's going in the hole. And if you say that my brain can't distinguish between what's really happening and what it is imagination, okay, then if I imagine that it's always going to go in, it's going to quiet the brain. If that left side is going to become confident that success will happen. It won't yes. ask a question, right? So it's perfect. It really is perfect. Now, they've taken this one step further. Danny's taken this one step further, okay, with this new app that you can get for your iPad. And I understand that if you see it on the big iPad screen, it's even more impressive. And it's already impressive on your computer to see it. It's impressive on your iPhone to see it. You can download it at iTunes. If you don't have an iPhone, you can still get downloaded to iTunes and look at it. You know, and there's no reason why you can't. It's only $9.99, and it's one of the top sports apps out, and it's just been released. So I really recommend that you download this. It's only $9.99. Go to iTunes and type in See It Golf, and you'll get that app will come up for you. But what happens is the music has always been a big deal. Everybody's liked the music. Who was the composer?
His name is Jason Camiolo. He's an Emmy Award-winning composer for right. Audio Engine.
There you go. So everybody liked it. But here's the beauty, okay? We're going to take a break. And we're going to explain the beauty, and we're going to have some of our junior golfers come on, and I bet you that they're going to be able to relate. Do you have time, Danny, to kind of like stay with us?
I'd love to.
Oh, great. Okay. So we're going to take our break and come back and figure out how we can get your favorite music, the stuff that you and everybody puts the iPod in the ear set and then they're practicing. Most of the guys on tour practice with music, their favorite music. So what if you can put your favorite music with this app together? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
KPUA, Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, The Jewel, Kona, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. Okay, now, so we have this app, all right, and it reinforces the brain so that you're constantly looking at success from different angles. You see it from Aaron Baddeley. He strokes that putter. You feel the sound of that putter striking the golf ball. You see it on the line, and it goes directly into the cup. And when the sound is that the golf ball makes when it goes into the cup, there's no hesitation. It's not going around the lip and then dropping it. It's going in. And it has a definitive sound. It's in. Everything is very definitive. It's very exacting. It's working. And then the camera shows you a different angle. And the color is vibrant. And the music is wonderful. But it's not your music. That's not the music I would listen to. I wouldn't like. What have you done? And maybe you don't like some of the angles that you're looking at. Maybe you don't like some of the putts that you're seeing. Maybe one putt bores you. I don't know. It's your experience of the video, right? Everybody has their very own experience. So what Danny Orr has done at See It Golf is taken this app that you can get, that you can download. Now, Danny, do you have to have an iPhone 4 to use this?
No, it'll work on an iPhone 3G.
Great.
Or 3GS.
Great, okay. So what you can do is you can customize. you can take different chunks of the video and put your own music. Tell me about this. This is fabulous.
Well, thank you. It's something we're very excited about, and we had to wait until the iPhone 4 and iPad for the technology to allow us to do this. We filed a patent on it some time ago, but we had to wait until the technology caught up with that, and we were so excited about the iPhone 4, and the same operating system that works on the iPhone 4 will also work on the 3G and the 3GS, so we're covered there.
Good.
What we wanted to do was give people a chance to make their own custom film using the footage. So let's say that I really wanted to dial in on, you know, a 9-foot left to right putt, and I wanted to spend maybe 3 minutes watching that from 4 different camera angles. Well, that's something I can do now. I can go inside the app, watch the original film with the original score, or select any camera angle or any putt, throw it into a loop, and watch it over and over again. And so that would allow me, I do not now need to watch the whole pre-shot routine and the tour around the ball. I can just watch the action and any particular putt I want. The music came into play because, we all have pre-round music. Music we listen to that tends to get us up or bring us down, whatever we need that day, to get in that optimal performance state. And in my experience, I was a pitcher in high school and college and professionally, and I have songs now that if I hear them on the radio, it'll take me instantly back to that mound in that moment, either in a good way or a bad way. I remember what song I listened to right before I gave up the longest home run of my life. You know, I never want to hear that song again. I remember the song I listened to right before the game when I had my best game in college that got me drafted. You know, the Oakland A's were there to watch me.
What song was it?
It was U2, Where the Streets Have No Name.
Wow.
God. Yeah, from the Joshua Tree. And whenever I hear that, I'm back on the mound, and, you know, it's a great, great moment. But, you know, I talked to Aaron Baddeley, and I talked to Stan Utley, and I talked to Jeff Yerkowitz, who's working on the project, and Dr. David Cook, and all of them had music that they associated with optimal performance. That great time when Aaron Baddeley won the Australian Open 2 years in a row as a teenager, he has music that takes him back to that. So the idea here is to preload those memories. You know, what if I have a favorite song that I listen to, and I want to change that song with...
Oh, we're losing you. The phone is going away. Maybe the battery's dying. But I can hear. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Your phone just kind of went.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm actually on the road, so I'm using my cell phone.
Yes. I know, and it's been okay so far. It just, the music. I understand. You were saying something. Can you recapture that moment for us?
Yes, the idea is to preload our music we love with a memory. So instead of hearing a song and it taking back to something that happened to happen right around, you know, when we heard that song, now I can intentionally watch putts rolling in, center of the cup, as I listen to a song, so that eventually, after a few exposures, whenever I hear that song, my mind recalls images of putts rolling in the cup.
Excellent.
And that we'll allow people to do.
So, when I hear "We Built This City," I immediately think back to when we were number one in the ratings in the morning, and we beat everybody else.
Right.
And it's just like, that "We Built This City," that's my song for when you know, we were number one. So I understand exactly what you mean. So you can take your music and this app, this video, you can cut it so that you just, instead of looking at all the different angles the camera plays around with, you can cut the app down from a 15-minute video down to, let's say, a 4-minute video with just, or longer, with the putts you want to see, the putts that go in, the sound of the putts. But with the music, then you also include the music of your choosing, that which works for you. Ryan, are you there? Ryan Kuroiwa? Okay, we'll give him a call. I wanted to ask Ryan, maybe Alina Ching or Sid Okino have checked in. No, okay, so we're expecting our junior golfers who'll be playing in the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. It's like the Ryder Cup, only it's the top Hawaii junior golfers playing against the top junior golfers from the entire country of Japan at Waikoloa King's Course. And I wanted to ask them, what is their favorite music? What music do they listen to? You know, because I know they do. What music do you listen to, and how you can customize this app to make it work for you? It sounds complicated. You know, I haven't gotten to the point. I downloaded it yesterday, and I haven't gotten to the point where I can, you know, cut and paste and do all that stuff. The ad that you have at See It Golf makes it look very simple. Is it really as intuitive and simple as it looks?
It is, and the credit goes to our app designer, Glenn O'Bannon, who was actually the lead programmer for the video game that Pixar's Cars movie came out with. That was hugely successful, but he had this vision of making it intuitive and making it very simple to use. And so in seconds, you can create your own film with your own soundtrack. It's very well done.
Wow. It is really, really good. And if I may, while we stand by, I just wanted to mention that we had a collegiate event, the University of San Diego, three-time champions now, back-to-back-to-back, the Kauai Collegiate Golf Invitational, their third straight victory, and a young man, Gunnar Wiebe, of course, held on to the lead with three birdies and finished off for his title. He wants to go straight into the pros. Despite the very windy conditions on Kauai, Gunnar Wiebe had a 208 after his 3 days. Three shots ahead of University of San Diego teammate Manav Shah, and San Diego won the team championship for their third straight year with their three-day total of 842. That's 22 under and 21 strokes ahead of British Columbia University's 863, only one under. UH Black placed third as a team at 876, and TJ Kua, one of our top former junior golfers, who's now a collegiate golfer, finished third in individual placement. And Wiebe said that his strategy was to hit as many greens as possible. I wanted to do well to be able to help my team. Playing well individually is great, but really, it's all about the team. And it's a really great place to come from. I was talking about team play with Mary B. Porter King, who was, of course, an LPGA player. She's a member still. She works with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. She works with the United States Golf Association. She was on the PGA of America Board of Directors. So she, you know, very. And we were talking about the difference between individuals playing golf in the United States and how Europeans are so good at consolidating as a team and playing as and a team and getting out there, having fun and winning. And yet when I watch them now, they're, you know, I'm watching, they're playing up against one another. Miguel Angel Jimenez is playing against Graham McDowell in this Masters, on the Lucan Masters in Spain. They don't look like they're teammates. They're definitely on opposing sides right now. But when they get together as a team, it's obvious that these guys are having fun. And I don't know that we've accomplished that. And so Mary B was saying, you know, in Europe they do a lot of these team events where different European countries get together and they play, you know, as a group against another group. And so it's something that they actually have trained to do. And I find that interesting. And I imagine that music has a lot to do. Didn't during the Ryder Cup they had different music playing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's such a key part of it. Solheim Cup as well. I remember hearing the players talk about different music that was sort of a theme that week.
That's
and they'll remember winning that trophy and that music, that connection for the rest of their lives. It's really a powerful bond that occurs.
Wow. All right. I don't want to keep you any longer. We're just waiting for the juniors to call in. Ryan is calling in now. That would be cool. But I will take a break. If you can stay with us, that would be great. If you've got to go, I understand, Danny. You've already been on the phone for almost an hour. Is there anything you're saying? Is there anything you wanted to say before you go, just before the juniors come in? And Ryan's with us now, I think. Ryan, are you there? Yeah, he's still checking in. Ryan? Let me go straight to you then, Danny. Is there something
okay.
I haven't given you a chance to talk about this in your See It Golf and the application, just in the getting the two halves of the brain working in concert with one and not letting that left side get in the way of the right side?
Well, we intentionally left all the words out. We don't say a word on the screen or say a word vocally in the film for a reason. You know, it's the words that will get the left side, the analytical side of the brain going. And so, you know, the first round when it was just a film on DVD that people could have, it was really open to their interpretation. You know, I mean, there's nothing controversial about watching the ball rolling in the center of the cup. You know, it's what we all want to do in golf when we score. And we left it at that. The research came along, explained how it works, and I think that's really important. But you hit the nail on the head, Danielle, when you said that when you try to tell yourself to get into the zone, it makes things worse. And what we did not want to do is tell people how to get in whatever that zone is, in that balanced state. We don't want to tell you how to do it. We just want to take you there. This is what it looks like when you are making every putt. And I think that's the beauty of it. When you strip away all the swing thoughts that are important when you're practicing, and, you know, we all have to do the work. It's important to have a great instructor. But when it's time to perform, when we step away from learning to performance, it's all about that experience of being in the moment and putting the ball in the hole. And when you do that, we're great. And so the film, the app, really allows the person to experience that anytime they want from their phone or from their iPad.
Excellent. It's at iTunes, $9.99. Download it, and you will really enjoy it. And you can watch it if you don't have an iPhone. You can see it on your computer and accomplish the same thing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. I was talking about Q School earlier in the show. You know, Danny, and it's interesting because when we talk about the brain and what it does, what happens with Q School is the first stage is four rounds of golf. And for most guys who've played competitively and are preparing to be on the big stage, whether it's the Nationwide Tour or the PGA Tour, the European Tour, or any tour, their bodies, their minds become prepared for that, you know, four-day event. But what happens with Q School, it goes into 7 days. Seven. Now, doesn't something happen to your brain and your body? You're adjusted to everything stopping after four. That's when they talk about the grind. The grind of Q School really has an impact on you.
Yeah, it has to. It would be a fascinating study to see exactly what was going on in their brain and in their body during that time, but I can't imagine anything more grueling athletically than that.
Exactly. You know, you're programmed to go, okay, I've done my four rounds, we're done now. No, you're not. You've got more to go, you know, and you pull out from the deeper part of your being. Ryan, I believe we have Ryan on the show with us right now. Ryan Kuroiva will be playing for the University of Manoa, but first, he's going to play on the Asia Pacific Junior Cup at Waikoloa King's Course, where the top of the Hawaii junior golfers take on the top junior golfers from the entire country of Japan. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you on the show. Now, Ryan, have you had this Asia Pacific Cup experience in the past?
Yeah, I actually played it last year.
You played it last year? Did it make you feel prepared somehow better for playing golf in general after this event? Did you feel stronger?
Yeah, I did. The players from Japan were very experienced and all around good. So yeah, I felt like I had to prepare myself better for this year's Asia Cup.
So you really worked it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Danny Orr, who has this really cool app out for the iPhone, and what it does is it shows you, it reinforces the idea of the putts always going in, so your brain gets balanced watching the video. You see the putts go in, and you hear the sound of the putt drop. It's like balancing your brain. It's like left side, right side, all gets into the groove, has confidence, and then you get to add your own music. Do you listen to any special music when you're practicing by yourself?
Well, not when I'm practicing, but I go to this mental instructor named Wally, and he lets me do these mental exercises before I play. So he gives me a sound to listen to before I play on the golf course.
Ah, so you listen to sound keys that to key your brain in, and I think that's the same kind of idea that Danny, that you're using here with the music.
Right. Right, and I think they work together. You know, as Ryan, as you're going to the tournament, there's a very good chance that you have something on the radio, or you know, as you prepare before you leave or whatever. And you know, that music could be associated with images dropping, not to drop his pregame routine he has with his mind coach, because I think that's great.
Right. Sid Aquino and Alina Ching, you're with us as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning. It's good to have you on. Are you psyched? Are you pumped? Are you ready? Are you ready to take on the entire country of Japan?
I'm really ready. I want revenge from last year.
And I'm super excited because I didn't get to play last year, but, I mean, the year before we won, so I'm hoping we can win again.
Okay. Sid Aquino, when you were playing against the men at the amateur Turtle Bay, did you do that to prepare for this?
It wasn't really a preparation for the Hoi Japan, but I just needed to play a tournament because all I've been doing is just practicing, going on the course and practicing. So my dad wanted me to just play and get a sense of what it's like to play a tournament again, since I haven't been playing much since summer ended.
That's really important. Practice and tournaments are totally, you know, that's what Danny Orr from See It Golf was talking about. You know, it's one thing to be on your own and just sort of like cruising along, practicing, and then it's another thing when they come in and go, okay, lights, camera, action, here, we got a crowd watching, is everything, the trophy's on the line, and and all of a sudden, you know, your body tenses up, your brain starts going into overdrive, you're thinking too much. We were talking about how music tends to quiet that part of the brain that overtalks. Do you work out to use music in any part of your preparation?
Most of the time I don't listen to music while practicing, unless I really just want to be like by myself. Then I'll like listen to just certain songs, but there's nothing really in particular that I listen to. I'll just listen to whatever I like.
Right. That is exactly the point he was making, is that we all have the soundtrack that we like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, that relaxes you, and it relaxes that part of the brain that's trying to talk too much.
Yeah.
That nasty little voice in the back, you know, that was a terrible shot. You could have done that so much better.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Alina, do you have any special way that you work to calm your mind?
Not really. Like Sid, I don't usually listen to music unless when I practice by myself and I just want to be in the zone, you know, just like go at it, then I do. And it's kind of just what plays on my iPod, and I just go with that mood.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Now, you're all of you are going on to college. And Sid, you're going to the University of Washington?
Yes.
Wow. What made you decide to go there?
Well, the coach started talking to my dad a little while, like probably a while ago. And when I was eligible to start talking to her, I took an unofficial visit, and she made me feel so comfortable. She's great and all-around great person. I got to see part of the campus, and I just felt really comfortable there. Even though the weather kind of sucks, I think I'll love it there.
I like that. Even though the weather, yes. Okay. Alina, you're going to Pepperdine.
Yes.
And what made you choose Pepperdine?
I really liked the coach when I first met her or started talking to her. We just really connected.
Nice.
And I really like the school, like for the education and the campus.
Yes, it's close to Malibu. I mean, that's a really cool place to be.
Yeah, it overlooks the beach.
It's kind of like Hawaii.
Yeah, it's the closest thing I could get to there.
Yeah, and Ryan, you're going to stay at UH.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to go to a mainland school, or did you like the idea of just being at home?
Well, I guess going to the mainland was, I guess, my first choice when I first started looking at schools, but then when I started looking at campuses, I kind of got intimidated, I guess, so I'm pretty happy I'm staying home for now.
I'm very happy. I'm thrilled because, see, I'm serious. So many of our really great players, you know, instead of playing for UH and making UH the top golf, you know, team that it can be, they go and play someplace else, like San Diego or someplace, you know, and come, stay home. But I certainly,
oh, yeah.
I understand, you know, also wanting to experience something outside of home and outside and seeing, you know, being on the island for so many years. So what I want from all of three of you, I think, that's really important is, did junior golf help you get to college? And Sid, you want to start?
Okay. Yes, I feel it definitely gave us a bunch of opportunities to get our name out there. I mean, playing in the, like, HGGA and everything, we got a chance to go to Junior World, and then coaches start looking at you there. And I guess when I was younger, I played in some USGA tournaments, and that was a big help, too. So just getting your name out there when you're young is a big, like it helps you a lot.
So the investment that you and your parents put into your golf as junior golfers has paid off in scholarships to play on golf teams in college.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't go on to become a professional golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My dad was telling me how he spent so much money on when I played junior golf that if I like didn't even play college golf, it'd just be like, what happened? I deserved it, you know? Like.
Alina, did it help you get into college?
Oh, yeah. I didn't play any AJGA tournaments, so HSGGA really helped me and got me there by, like Sid, qualifying for Junior World and a USGA tournament.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically getting to the mainland really helps so that coaches can see you, because it's hard for them to come here.
Yeah, it's hard for them to come here, so you have to go there. Yeah. Danny's still with us. He was a scout. So, Danny, you know, the more you get the exposure to go to the mainland, which these kids have to do, they're great golfers, but they have to get the scouts. Then the scout's not going to come out here unless you're like Tiger Woods and, you know, you're doing amazing things, right?
Well, yeah, but it sounds like the three of your guests here are all going to great schools and great programs, so...
Yeah,
maybe they're the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. So I'm looking forward to continuing to watch you, Ryan. I'm really looking forward to the Asia Pacific Junior Cup and revenge. Is that what we're looking for? victory.
Yeah. Victory.
Victory. And remember, if you would like to play with our junior golfers the day after the event, they're going to be doing. An amateur, so that you can pair up with a junior golfer and play at Waikoloa King's course, and it'll help raise money. It's $175 per person. 100 of that is tax deductible. And have a great day. We got to close the show. It's already the end. It just happened so fast. Danny Orr, thanks so much. I feel so balanced now.
That's good. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
You're welcome. Alina Ching, Sid Okino, Ryan Kuroiwa. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, and bring home the cup.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely, we'll be supporting you all the way and cheering you on. And I want to thank you for being on the show with us in spirit, in being in the clubhouse. And I want to thank our people who make this show possible. Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy. Hey, you've been hurt? You need to rehab something, some part of your body? Just get in shape. Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9, KONI-FM 104.7, KTUA-AM 670, KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.